This is the D-Word podcast, where we talk dementia. Welcome along to another edition of the D-Word podcast. Music for dementia was established by the Utley Foundation, and last year they relaunched their M4D radio service. And on this edition, I'm delighted to welcome Amy Shackleton and Lizzie Hoskin from Music for Dementia to tell us all about it. Well, Amy and Lizzie, pleasure to welcome you to the D Word. Music for dementia is something that we've followed for a while now, I think, on the show. And we're going to be talking about M4D Radio, which I was listening to not so long ago. A very nice choice of music. I guess to start off, I wonder if I can just get you to introduce yourselves and just give me a little idea about sort of how you got involved with M4D and what you're doing at the moment at M4D Radio. Maybe I'll start with you, Amy.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the project lead for Music for Dementia. So Music for Dementia, it's a UK campaign that's actually powered by a private family foundation that my father established in 2018. So music runs through our family, and both of my grandparents lived with dementia. So we saw firsthand how music really could be transformative, and the campaign grew from there. So what I'm working on at the moment is our Music Made Easy campaign, which is sort of the journey that we've been on in Music for Dementia up until now. So I'll let Lizzie introduce herself as well, but we can talk a little bit more about our latest campaign as well.
Hi there, Pete, and also your listeners. So I work primarily for Music for Dementia. Today is actually my first day in my official new job here at the foundation. But I've worked for M4D Radio for quite a long time, going back to 2020. And I volunteered to help come up with playlists ideas just when the pandemic happened. I just started a new job, which was nothing to do with my background, which is in radio. Doing M4D Radio was one grounding thing in a brand new job and a brand new career that I was like, oh, I understand this, when the whole world had stopped. And also it was important for me to keep the sense of connection with care homes and all those people that really, 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 and carers that really suffered during the pandemic. So that was 5 years ago. And now I'm back in an official capacity, and I help do playlists and form schedules for the radio station itself, which is, we like to think of as a resource, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's an excellent resource. The way it's set up, I mean, no news, no presenters, no adverts, just pure music and the variety of music. And in fact, I'd kind of ask you, Amy, that I've always had this thing and that unfortunately people get pigeonholed with their musical taste based on their age. And I kind of say that when I was at the Alzheimer's Society originally, I got given what I called the First World War CD and got told to put it on when I had a room full of people who really wanted the Beatles, Michael Bublé, ABBA and all sorts of other things. Do you think we still pigeonhole people based on their age?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, that's sort of the kind of strap line of our new Music Made Easy campaign. And we found that the generation that created the music of today are sort of now locked out from it. And that's what we think is a real shame. And I think there's two ends of the spectrum. So you've got the care homes that are still always playing the Vera Lynn, or you've got the care homes that are playing sort of the exciting pop music that the carers love dancing to. But I'm not sure if the people there, you know, really like that at all. And it's very confusing. So that's what we've tried to do with M4D Radio, and we have a channel separated for each decade, going all the way up to the 80s now, because we find that people with early onset dementia. Now that is the generation, the sort of soundtrack to their youth, and that really is the sweet spot in terms of the music that's therapeutic and beneficial. It's a lot of studies show that it's the music from their teenage years that really makes a difference.
So, Lizzie, you've got a big job on there in terms of playlist creation, because we're going from the 1940s, probably big band music. We're going through the 50s rock and roll, going through the 60s, all that brought through the 70s glam rock, punk, and now on to the 80s. So it's a really, really wide variety.
It is, but I think that's why it's good, really, and the fact that you picked up on that there's no adverts, there's no time checks, there's no date. So music is the thing that helps locate people. There's a really nice quote that I remember hearing someone say that he wasn't of their husband who had dementia, that he wasn't lost in music, he was found. And I think that's what we try to do with M4D Radio is make sure there's none of these discombobulating time checks or disembodied voices floating in and out. We try and keep it either to the decade that you want, or to what we have is a mixed channel, which is primarily for carers to use. And that's where we have our specialist playlists, we have our guest playlists. Preview for you, Tony Hadley of Spandau Ballet fame, a big fan of the theme tune to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and of the musical itself. So we've devised a playlist of sing-along musicals. And I l absolutely love doing that because obviously within each year you've got sub-genres as well. You've got to make sure you don't pick everything from, let's say, Wicked and Grease, but you can also include the classic one movies from the 50s that I know my mum used to listen to, like Sound of Music and all of those. So it is a big task of adding music to it, but I think fortunately my background's in radio too, and also six music. So there's a whole load of, it's not just top level stuff. There's some quite obscure stuff that I know as well, just through life experience, really. Yeah.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The station that makes you feel good.
Here on the D Word, it's always good to hear from you. We're on all the social media channels, and there's the email tdwradio@gmail.com. This week, my guests are Amy and Lizzie from M4D Radio. That's down my street, I think, the obscure stuff through life experience,
Early
definitely. But
Genesis. Early Genesis. I never thought I'd like that, but I do.
oh, there
So,
we go.
yes.
Peter Gabriel here. Right? We could talk music forever, but got to get on with the show. But the one thing I noticed as well, I got it up on the website, and it is incredibly simple and looks like a radio. It's got a nice little picture there of a radio. Click on a button and you're away. And I guess, I mean, that's so important, isn't it? Just to make things nice and easy, and then you can let the music do the talking, as it were.
Yeah, exactly. And as you say, the idea is it looks like a radio. So you could open that on a web page or perhaps just have it simply on an iPad screen, and it really does just replicate that sort of one touch of a button, which I think is how playing music always used to be. So I remember being in sort of the back seat of my grandparents' car, and they would put one cassette into the dashboard and press play, and we'd sort of listen to the Beatles all the way. And now that kind of one push of a button has been replaced by a mobile phone where you have to enter your passcode. That in itself is a problem. Open an app, find the playlist on the app. So it's just trying to get back to that level of simplicity.
I think, there has been so much change so quickly, I think, as well, in the fact that, I guess, Lizzie, sit looking at an iPod now, and you think that's ancient technology, but when you think where it's come from, 78 records and rose thorn needles all the way, it's been an amazing change in a really short space of time.
Yeah, and I think that is what we're trying to do with the Music Made Easy campaign, is to bring this awareness to the companies that actually make the products. There's a lot of changes even in language, so not just the material goods, but streaming, download, all of these sort of you can just, if you don't if you want to listen to this again, you can just catch up on your BBC Sounds app, for example. I mean, what does that actually mean? I mean, in younger people's vernacular, that is actually quite an easy thing to do. But to explain to my mum, just catch up on the iPlayer, or just catch up on it. She's like, oh, I just watch linear TV and listen. I just want to press a button on the radio and it to just be there. So, yeah.
Do you think, Amy, that sometimes choice, everybody says having a choice is great, but sometimes it's not a good thing, particularly in this kind of field?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you almost feel like I don't know where to start. And I think it's exactly what you said, that the technology has developed so quickly and hasn't allowed everybody else the time to catch up. I mean, I think that being said, we are where we are and we should sort of use it to our advantage, which is what we're trying to do. So one of the things we've done is partnered with Yotto. And a Yotto player, I'm not sure if you've come across it before, but it's actually a children's musical device. And we love that because it was so simple and so easy to use. So it's a large tactile device, and you actually put a physical card in the top, and that plays whatever is on that card. So we've created a card for M40 radio. So you simply slot it in the top, and then our radio plays. And so we're very much. We can't go back in time. We don't want to go back in time, but what we want to do is kind of use all of these new advances to the best possible use to help those living with dementia. So our partnership with Yotto is one of those ways. You can also access M4D radio very simply on Alexa, or as we've already mentioned, via a web browser using an iPad, for example, as a simple screen.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, Lizzie? When you look at human nature, and we provide technology in theory to make things easier for us, but technology sometimes makes things more complicated for us. And as Amy's just alluded to, we have to go backwards to the, well, let's make it easy to use. And I just look, one thing I saw, your Christmas campaign on YouTube, can't congratulate you enough for that. That is undoubtedly the best Christmas advert I have seen, because I think it's brilliant, but in its simplicity. So, I'm not going to describe it to listeners. Go look at it on YouTube. That's all I say. But it is using the Yotso box. I mean, my grandson's got Tonys, which are, which are similar, those kind of things. And I guess the thing is, really, Lizzie, being a kind of music person, us music people still like objects, really, because I kind of look at iTunes library with 30,000 tracks on it, but it's not the same as leafing through a load of albums.
No, it's very overwhelming, and I can imagine that if you are someone with, actually, you don't even have need to have dementia to feel overwhelmed or discombobulated by the entirety of your music collection not being a physical thing. Where do you start? It's carers as well. You know, oh, there's that. I mean, I can remember all the albums that my mum and dad used to have, you know, big LPs. I can remember the artwork, taking it out, the smell of it, the sort of quite scary bit when you put the vinyl onto the record player and had to use a needle and all the rest of it. But now, like, it's just disposable. You're not invested, you don't have to go to the shop to buy, you can, but all these streaming things are so different from what we used to do back in the day. But with the Yotto player, what we're hoping with the round table that we had recently, with lots of tech developers and people like the BBC and record companies, is to bring awareness to the fact that they need to produce a product that is easier for the older generations to use. It's very great. It's great having technology advancing when you're young for young people, but I think it's a lot more difficult to understand how to pick up all these newfangled ways of doing things when life is already quite complicated. And especially as someone who has to care for someone with dementia, you just want something that you can just put on, sit down and have a cup of tea with your husband or wife, and just know that it's a safe place, that you're going to have easy access to your music when you need it. It's exactly what you're saying about the physical object. And that's what I like about the Yoto player, is that it's a solid object. You put a cartridge in the back, and that's where your music is. So, yeah.
I often find myself saying, where's the knobs? Where's that sort of connection
Yeah.
I used to have putting a final record on or whatever? But I guess, Amy, when you're sitting around with people from the industry, and that's where the statistics come in, because I don't know what their reaction was to things like 3 in 10 people feel that they're happy streaming music, or 35% of family carers only feel confident in doing it. What kind of reaction did you get from those kind of statistics?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there are two things that we sort of did recently with the music and the tech industry that I think were quite surprising. And I'll tell you about them both. So first of all, we brought the virtual dementia tour to Shoreditch. So this is a van that arrives, and it's a pop-up. And as I mentioned, both of my grandparents had dementia, but I was still shocked, having come out of the experience. So you go in, you put on a headset, replicating the very confusing noises and sounds and discombobulation. You have special shoes on that kind of change the sensory experience, the same on your hands, and you're asked to do a series of tasks. I couldn't complete one task. I don't think I was even aware that I'd been given a task. And, I came out, and it really was quite harrowing. So we invited those from music and tech to come to that, really for them to get a sense of what it might feel like to live with dementia. And we really wanted, to build empathy so that when all of this kind of designing is happening, they're doing it with that in mind. Like I say, the big takeaway was how harrowing it actually was. And obviously there's all different stages of dementia. So this was looking at, I guess, fairly extreme or later stage. The second thing was that last week we hosted, as part of our Music Made Easy campaign, a round table. So we invited some of the much bigger music and tech organization, got everybody around a table and launched our report with the statistics that you just mentioned. And we're really pleased with the uptake. So everybody around the table agreed to be part of a task force to take this forward. So we'll now be hosting regular round tables with a different theme for each one, with somebody with lived experience of dementia present at all times to really represent, because what we think is that co-designing really should always be done with a person living with dementia, and really start with a blank page. So don't make any assumptions, really start from scratch. That being said, we actually heard some really great examples of things that are already happening. So I hope that what we're able to do actually is just build on some of the technologies and some of the things that's already there, but making it more specific and more helpful. We showed the Yoto trial that we did as an example, because what we really want to say is, if we can do this as a small charity on a kind of shoestring budget, a little bit like what our Christmas video showed. Over to you guys. What can you do? And we got a really, really positive uptake. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, I think, that's really good to hear. Because, the way music's developed Lizzie, is that the streaming companies, and they are the kind of custodians of our musical taste. Because instead, I'm talking to you from a front bedroom here where there's a cupboard where there's about 1,000 old vinyl albums sitting. There's shelves of CDs behind that never get played now, quite simply because music has moved on. But it's kind of, strange to think, isn't it? Those streaming companies have a lot of power over our music collection, really.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them are trying, are waiting on, well, not a lot of them actually. I think I personally am always thinking, well, maybe CDs are going to come back. Maybe, well, vinyl has sort of come back. There are a lot of, crate diggers everywhere. But I still think the places like, well, Spotify and all the Apple Music people, unless you're an artist that refuses to upload your music to those platforms, then I think that is possibly the only way that we're going to be going. And it's a bit sad. Like I've got some young nieces who don't have that experience, like you say, of holding something that is an actual physical copy, and the artwork is lends so much to the feel of an album. And even the inlay cards in cassettes and CDs, you can read the lyrics. It's a physical thing. And I suppose the good thing is that we've now got people in tech companies who have grown up with all the different variations of tech throughout their lives, and they're now possibly getting to the same age as me, which is maybe a parent is now starting to show signs of dementia, and you're really actually witnessing it. And I think that's what we found, or I found personally at the round table, is that there was a real awareness of, oh yes, we do. It's not that far away. We're getting towards that age now, and we can see what's happening. I think what was really interesting for me at the round table was when we had our person living with dementia there. He didn't announce himself. No one announced him that he had dementia. He talked about running a radio station and, just conversing with everybody. None of them knew he had dementia until he said. And then I think they were like, oh. It's like your Vera Lynn sort of thing. Everyone sits around singing White Cliffs of Dover and that's it. But he showed it as having dementia as a living, breathing thing. It's just it, yeah, you I think that's what sort of not shocked them, but made them feel really energized to get moving. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a really good approach, isn't it? Using the virtual dementia to Amy. I get, you were saying your experience, because sadly still most people's thoughts on dementia are short-term memory loss, and everything else really comes as a little bit of a surprise. And like you've just alluded to, Lizzie, you can see quite happily people living with dementia have still got great skills left, still conversational. And I think, it's great to be able to point those things out, in terms of what you are doing. And I guess the other thing, Amy, I mean, you were saying you're on a shoestring budget, but actually, when it comes to finance and available income or whatever, then the kind of silver end of the age range, if I can call it that, is a massive market that, these companies are missing out on if they don't make things easy.
Absolutely. And that we refer to this in our Music Made Easy report. So that over 65s actually make up 54% of household spending. So there's a really strong market out there that actually doesn't have products that are suitable. And we're really sort of using that angle, hopefully, as a way in, as a way to wake up these sort of music and tech companies, and then with the added benefit, of course, that that will have a knock-on effect and help those living with dementia.
The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
On this edition of the D-Word podcast, I'm talking to Amy Shackleton and Lizzie Hoskin about M4D radio. And I guess the other area, if you go to the other end of the scale and you've been talking about carers, Lizzie, care homes, etc. I mean, I volunteered at care home down the road and they've got a massive, great smart TV on the wall, but not many people actually know how to use it bar turning it on and finding BBC One or ITV. So again, there's kind of education at that end as well that's needed, I guess.
Yeah, I've worked with carers in care homes before, and they just want something to make their life easier because it's a really, really tough job. And that's what we're hoping to do in the future with the radio, is set up and grow a community of carers within care home groups who can all join together, tune into the Mix or the carers channel at 10 o'clock each day. And there will be a specific playlist for them, like a Get Up and Go or a Move It. Or I think this, because it's December, there's festive playlists and a Merry Move It Monday. So things they could do, live exercises to, you know, gentle chair exercises. It's all about, for me, is making the life easier for a carer. So they don't have to think, oh, I need to find a playlist on Spotify or Apple or whatever. There's one here. They've already thought about that. And I know that that care home down the road is doing the same thing. And it's growing the sort of, I suppose, a tribe, really, of music lovers who are all bonded by the same thing, that they're caring for people living with dementia. And it's the same for people living at home as well. So you've got at-home carers feeling like they're part of something. They're not isolated on their own, listening just to the radio with their partner who has dementia. But for me, it's about, yeah, building this community of listeners through the Mix channel, really, and creating a helpful resource for carers in homes, whether they're professional or at home. Yeah,
and I think that's that's a great aim. And also, I mean, I like the idea of different types of music for different activities during the day. I know there's a hospital radio station, I think a Royal Free, that does a kind of sundowning hour with their music collection. And I think it's kind of important, because people look at people that play music and just say, oh, you're just playing music over there. But actually putting together a playlist in itself is a real skill of radio.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think most people now are aware that a playlist will help people with dementia. We found very much in the early days of our campaign, that's what we were sort of having to let people know. That's the teaching that we were doing. But kind of luckily that's quite widely accepted now. But it doesn't mean that it's easy to do. And exactly what you mentioned about sundowning. So we have a specific playlist for that hour. And I think it's important to know that sort of music and playlists, it's not a magic cure. It's not going to cure dementia by any stretch. But what it does is it makes a difficult day that bit easier. And we've had so much feedback on our radio station about that. And it could be sort of motivational, upbeat music in the morning, calming music in an evening, and carers have reported that everyday tasks such as getting dressed, getting washed, giving medication just become that bit easier with the radio in the background.
One of the other areas, I guess, Lizzie, is that tech companies, music companies are all very conscious of licensing, and they don't want, lovely bits of kit nicked, and they don't want somebody to play the wrong thing to the wrong people at the wrong time. And I guess it's a case of saying, well, surely we're going to have to do something here to make sure that access is easy, but you still maintain your protections under what you have with licensing.
Yeah, I understand it's a fine line between paying the artists, obviously the PRS, the licensing money, and the record label, but versus serving a community that really wants to have access, to have supported their music loyally throughout their entire lives. The importance of not having time checks and date checks and dramatic news and news flashes and, like I said, disembodied voices, all of these things will really feed into this Music Made Easy campaign. that we hope will be brought up with these new tech companies. Because it's really important. I don't want to go into a care home when I'm older and it to be playing the latest K-pop. And I don't want to be shoved in front of, bless her, Dame Vera Lynn, it keeps cropping up. But what we'd really like to do is bring in this sort of idea of the personalized playlist for each person. I think there's quite a lot of it's happening already. So you check your loved one into a care home, you're a family member, you've got the tunes that are good for them, but equally there are tunes that are the unhappy triggers. So please avoid those. I think that thing of that you were saying about, I was just going to add something earlier about the sundowning. That I know there was a carer who had a musical profile of one of her residents, and this resident would often get quite distressed around 5 o'clock, the sundowning hour. And this carer, she's only about 21, but she knew that this resident was Irish and loved Irish music because she'd seen her playing it in a music session or responded really well to it. So she said she got the music instruments out of the cupboard downstairs, a sort of ocean drum, and put on her phone some Irish music. And instantly this woman calmed down. And I remember she was called Jade, and she said they don't like to use medication when it can be avoided. And so she was using Irish music to help calm and soothe this resident. And that's the sort of thing that I love about the power of music. And this is what we should be making easy, that access. If you go, like Mary in room 7, she loves Beethoven. What's the quickest way to get to that? These are questions that we're going to be doing for our Music Made Easy campaign and asking all of the public service broadcasters and record companies too. How would you do that? So it's going to be really exciting, I think. I'm really looking forward to throwing in some challenging questions there, because they're really challenging situations to be in.
Thanks to Amy and Lizzie, and do check out music for Dementia Radio at m4dradio.com. You can choose your favourite decade or just shuffle through the years. Well, that's all we got time for on this edition. Thanks for your company, and I hope you'll join me again soon for some more Dementia Talk right here on the D Word Podcast.